everybody. It's the third week of the month, so that means it's time for the Week 3 podcast. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Justin. We really need to get a better name for this.
So, if you're just tuning in, and this is the first one you're listening to, shame on you. Go back a few weeks and listen to the first Week 3 podcast, where we talked about the 1988 Ruby Spears Superman cartoon.
It was delightful.
Oh, my God, yes. Just hearing about it. Yeah, but the format of the show is different because I'm not going to say every 3 weeks, but every third week of the month, Darren and I are going to talk about different things. That we enjoy. So it's my turn to pick, and so I'm going to talk about something I really enjoy, which are pedals.
Okay, what, like bike pedals, or?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, guitar pedals.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you know or don't know, I'm a musician. I'm a guitarist mainly. I've done a lot of the music for the other podcasts that we have. And one of my addictions,
yes,
are what I call guitar toys. So you've got the guitar and you've got the amp and it makes the, you know, the pretty...
Yeah, guitar go
twang. And that's all well and good, but there's stuff you can buy to make it sound so much cooler.
Nice. Yeah, I've taken you to music shops in my hometown, and
it's a trip watching me go into a music store, folks.
It really is.
It really.
It's a fun time.
So there are a multitude of types of guitar pedals. I'm going to focus on just a few today and play some examples. Hopefully you don't hate what you hear. If there are any music geeks out there, I'm playing a Fender Stratocaster on its middle pickup, which is a Texas Special, through a Fender Blues Deluxe amp, and that was the clean tone you heard earlier. So anything else I play will be played through that channel.
I am going to pretend I understood that.
It's the middle one,
okay,
going through the big brown box with the speaker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So one of the first round of pedals I want to talk about are distortion and fuzz pedals. Now, you know when you turn up your stereo a little too loud and the music that was nice and clean starts getting fuzzy in its sound?
Yes, my wife tells me to turn it down after that.
Yeah. That happens because the speaker can't handle the signal that's being pushed out of it. It kind of starts clipping it. So if you were to look at a waveform of, you know, a waveform of a sound, it's got this nice, you know, hills and troughs, ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But when you clip it, they start being less rounded and more sharp and angular.
Yeah, now that I know about.
Yeah. And so what these pedals do is they clip the signal so that it gives it a fuzzier, gnarlier tone.
Ah.
So the first one, so here again is my clean signal. No issues, no pedals, no nothing. The first one is an overdrive pedal, and this simulates taking a guitar amp and turning it up so that the speaker naturally distorts.
Oh, okay.
The next thing, and it gives kind of a softer clipping, so it's got that clean signal to it, but it's a little dirtier. A dirty clean, if you will. And for guitar players, that's an actual term, dirty clean.
No, it makes me think of, you know, Mr. Clean, who's been a bad boy.
Oh, yes. But that's used more for your bluesy type songs. The next is a distortion pedal, and that is a harder clipping. That basically takes the overdrive to its next level. It is harder, it is raunchier, and it is louder.
All right.
that's more like your rock and roll sound. Van Halen, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, those things. That is distortion at its finest right there.
I instinctively reached for a lighter.
Yeah. And the third kind is fuzz. Fuzz actually takes those waveforms and makes them square, actually. So they go up, hit 90 degrees flat across, down 90 degrees flat across, up. You know, it is a very hard, sharp clipping.
Okay.
So let me... That is the kind of stuff that was used by, like, Hendrix back in the 60s. Fuzz pedals were the early distortion pedals of the day.
Okay.
So, so yeah, if you want a good example of fuzz, listen to some Hendrix.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So for these next few, I'm actually going to turn the overdrive back on just to give it a little bit more boost in the signal. But we're going to be talking about... Well, the next thing is a filter pedal, which is like a wah-wah pedal. And for those of you who don't know...
A what?
Yes, a wah-wah pedal.
Oh.
Because it goes like this.
Yeah, I get it.
It literally makes the guitar kind of sound like it's going wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Yeah. Is that what they use in While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
No. But it is what they use in some pornos.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure I'm familiar with that one.
Yes. Funny story about... Basically what it does is it sweeps through the frequencies and gives you that low to high as you rock your foot back and forth on a rocker. Funny story about it. It was created by accident.
Oh?
Vox back in the 60s had an amp that had a three position switch on it to change kind of tones. Well, a switch is far more expensive than a knob. Okay.
Yeah.
So they were trying to figure out how to use a knob in that for that function. And they hooked it up and they were playing with it and they realized as they turned it, you've got that sweeping effect of the frequency. So the guy put it into, you know, he hooked everything up to a circuit board, put it in a volume pedal for an organ, plugged the guitar into it to see what it would do when you rocked it back and forth with your foot.
Okay.
And that, yeah, it's the damnedest thing. And so that's what he got. That a great example of the wah-wah is Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child, Slight Return.
Okay, nice.
Also, if you don't know who Hendrix is, please go look up Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, what are you even doing here? I mean, finish the episode.
Finish the episode, but then go.
Yeah.
So next you have modulation pedals, and these are the ones that alter the signal strength of what you play. It doesn't just alter it, but it like takes it and does funky things to it. So the first one I have is a chorus pedal, and what it does is it mimics the sound of a choir or a string orchestra naturally producing a difference in timbre and pitch when you play multiple instruments at once, and it gives kind of a shimmering effect. Here we go.
Yeah.
And so what it does is it actually splits the signal. You've got the regular guitar signal. It splits part of it off. It messes with the pitch and the timing of it, and it merges it back together into one more signal. So it sounds kind of like you've got two guitars playing because the signal has been split and recombined.
I dig it. Yeah.
Yeah. Next is a flanger pedal, kind of a sweeping jet engine kind of noise, which gives kind of a Doppler effect, You know the sound when a jet engine, when a plane is flying overhead, it gets quieter, louder, and then quieter, but it also kind of raises in the pitch a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So.
Okay. Okay, I hear it.
It's got some rise and fall to it. A great example of that is Unchained by Van Halen. Eddie's use of the flanger pedal is amazing on that one. Next, we have a phaser pedal, which basically splits the signal and takes part of it and puts it completely out of phase with the first one to give kind of a oscillating effect.
All right. Nice.
If you want a really good example of that, listen to Van Halen's Eruption. That's a great one to look into. Next, we have a vibrato, which alters the pitch of the guitar slightly. It just kind of moves the signal up and down.
Oh, that's cool. It sounds
now,
like
something a... like that was used on While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Okay, yeah. It also sounds like a ghost a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm trying to contribute. I have nothing.
Hey, I love it, man.
I'm enjoying it. It's like I'm getting my own personal concert, and Justin gets an excuse to drag out. How many pedals do you own?
Oh, God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9 single pedals and 1 multi-effect pedal.
Okay.
So my board has about 10 pedals on it at the moment.
My gosh. All right.
Yeah. And that's just what I'm using. I got a whole drawer full of junk.
Yeah, I figured.
the next and last modulating pedal is a tremolo pedal, which basically it alters the signal by cutting it part of the way. So it diverges part of the signal, brings it back together, but that second signal has been like sub audible. So you get a...
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So it's basically like somebody... Think of it, if sound was light, it's somebody flicking the light switch on and off really quick to get a strobe effect.
All I can think of is the Simpsons episode where Marge turns the lights on and off rapidly to keep Bart and Lisa from fighting.
Yes!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
And then Homer finds out that their hockey teams are going to face each other, so he starts doing it. Fight! 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 Gonna have to go watch that episode now.
So the last round of... I don't even know where we are on time, but the last set of pedals I want to talk about are time-based pedals. So your classic is a delay pedal, and what it does is it takes the signal and it repeats it to as many repeats as you want to any intervals you want. So I'm going to play a note, and then I'm going to stop playing. I'm just going to, like, a plonk, and then whatever you hear after that is the delay. So
okay, all right.
Oop, help if I turn it up.
Oh. Huh. Okay. That.
Yeah.
Did you put something in my code?
A fun one to play with is something like what Brian May of Queen uses. He uses a 2 delay system, one at 8 milliseconds and one at 16 milliseconds, so you get 3 notes.
No. Nice.
And what's fun is when you play runs, you get kind of a harmonized.
I always wondered how that was done.
Yeah, it's done with delay pedals.
Wow. I learned.
You learned, yeah. And the last one I want to talk about is reverb. Now, reverb is short for reverberation. So if you go into a church or a cave and it's empty and you yell, the echo you hear, the short bounce back echo you hear, is the voice reverberating off the walls and coming back to you. So reverb simulates that kind of sound, like you'd be playing in a dance hall or something. It gets that.
Nice. Witchcraft.
There was something else I was going to say about reverb, and I completely forgot. It was in my notes, and I forgot. Oh, yeah, now I remember. One of the old recording tricks that they used to do back in the 50s was they would take a singer's signal from the mic, run it into some speakers in a concrete bunker where the sound would reverberate.
You'd get
that natural echo, and there would be a microphone down there picking all of that up. And that's how they got reverb on some of those old singers' voices.
Oh, nice.
Back in the day. Yeah.
You got to wonder who's the first... Who comes up with that? Who's sitting there like, you know?
A lot of guitar pedals and stuff like that and just recording tricks are, you know, necessity.
Hmm.
Like, go back to the flanger for existence. It's called that because you take two tape reels... and you'd push one of them to the end of the reel or the flange.
Right.
And it would slow it down. And when you combine those two signals, you'd get that oscillating Doppler effect. So there are a crap ton more types of guitar pedals out there. There are pitch shifters. And that does just what it sounds like. It takes the guitar and it pitches the shift of the note. It pitches the note up or down or whatever. There are some, you can find a guitar pedal for anything. There is one, and I kid you not, it is made by Korg, and it is the Miku Stomp. And what it does, this is a boutique pedal.
Oh, okay.
And it takes phrases from Hatsune Miku and puts them in a guitar pedal. This is an anime character's voice, okay?
Yeah, I know who's...
And there are multiple settings. La, lu, a, fa, na, and other ones. And as you play, it makes those vocalizations.
Oh my god.
Do yourself a favor. When you're done listening to this, look up Korg, K-O-R-G, Miku Stomp, M-I-K-U, because listening to it is the weirdest thing. You will swear somebody spiked your drink at that point.
Wow.
There is literally a guitar pedal for every occasion, folks.
Well, everybody's a geek for something.
It is, and I'm a geek for guitar pedals, and I think I've bored our listening audience way too much at this point.
No, I think this was interesting. I think this was educational enough for us to put a little E/I thing in the top right corner of our logo.
Ooh.
You know, the educational informational thing. Maybe we can run on PBS or something. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Right after Arthur, but before the Wild
Kratts. Oh, the Wild Kratts?
Wild Kratts, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say Thornberry's, but no, wrong network.
Wrong network, wrong show, better show, but wrong show. Hey, anything that has Tim Curry involved has got to be better.
That seems to be a default rule, yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can judge a person based on what their first thought of Tim Curry is. Like if I say Tim Curry, what's the first thing that pops into your head? And it's some ridiculous thing. Like, oh, wasn't he the guy in Home Alone 2? We are not friends. If that's your first inclination.
My first inclination was Pennywise.
See, I accept that.
Okay.
Enough about Tim Curry.
Yeah, that's a podcast for another day.
Yeah. You were going to ask me. It switches between like Pennywise, the butler from Clue, and Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror.
Yeah, Frankenfurter was who I was going to guess for you.
He's the most time, but occasionally it swaps between the other two.
Nice. Well, so, you'll have to wait with anticipation for the next episode.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me talk about this, bud. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, hey, this is a safe space. No, that's what these are for.
It's safe for you because I will talk about this shit all day long if you give me the time.
Boy, will you. So, yeah, if you have a topic you want to maybe kind of sort of hear us talk about, we probably won't listen to you, but go ahead and suggest it. You can just email us, geekcavepodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah, this is the Week 3 podcast, continuing to fulfill our contractual obligations.
Bye.
Bye.